You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Now that the leak in the oil in the Gulf has been largely plugged permanently, they say, now comes the time when we're going to look back and try to figure out what exactly happened to cause the leak. Just 2 hours ago, BP released its internal report spanning 4 months of investigation. That's the first of many reports that we're going to get. The company concluded that the explosion on the Deepwater Horizon rig in April didn't have a single cause, but was a sequence of failures from a number of different parties. Joining us now is New York Times investigative reporter Ian Urbina. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning.
No surprise here, I guess, to a certain extent, that BP did not just take the blame entirely on itself.
Yeah, it's not a surprise. I think the question was, how will they go about sort of spreading the blame around? The report indicates how they're going to do that.
And how is that?
Well, I mean, I think they're going to emphasize certain things that, for example, Halliburton was the company that was responsible for cementing the well and sort of plugging it. And the report puts a lot of emphasis on the fact that the cement failed. And they look really closely at the content of the cement and the design and the ingredients and why that's important. So clearly that's going to be a key legal strategy to put blame on Halliburton. There's also a lot of emphasis in the report on the actions of the workers on the rig. Remember, the rig was owned by a company called Transocean, and most of the workers were Transocean workers. So, again, the report puts a lot of emphasis on decisions made by the workers on the day of the explosion. What the report doesn't do is look at decisions made before the explosion by BP that may have contributed to the explosion.
So it starts the storyline when the explosion occurred, and then there's kind of a daisy chain of failures all along the way. How credible is this investigation? Is this something that people are just kind of toss aside as biased because it comes from the company?
I don't think they will wholesale. I think that the report does bring forward a number of new revelations that are factual. But, you know, obviously you can pick and choose your facts and emphasize them, and I think the report does that. So I think that those revelations will be important in the overall explanation down the road. But I think people are going to take the federal investigation and its reports much more seriously.
Well, who else is investigating this? Besides the Justice Department, what other reports are we going to have coming out in the months ahead about what happened?
The most important is a joint investigation being conducted by the Coast Guard and the Federal Minerals Management Agency. And that is coming out, I think, in the next 6 months. And I think that's going to be the most in-depth and the most trustworthy. And it'll also be probably the most consequential when it comes to how the federal government will proceed with penalties, you know, civil penalties that it exacts on the relevant players.
Ian, is there any clarity in this report, and it was all over the map during the thick of it, about exactly how much oil actually escaped into the Gulf?
You know, it doesn't really look at that. Its focus was almost more mechanical and personnel-based, and really didn't look at the spill. It looked at the explosion.
Well, what do you think this report, I mean, in the report, BP says there are concrete steps, no pun intended, to be taken that might prevent this kind of accident from happening again in the future. Do you feel like there was a real commitment to discovering the real cause of this, or was this more about indemnifying the country, the company, against future legal challenges?
I mean, this is a Pollyanna response, but I think it's a little both. I think that Mark Bly is a serious engineer, and the engineers, and Mark Bly is the head of safety for BP, and he's who oversaw the report and the investigation. And I think the team of engineers that worked on it are serious and were not interfered with or guided by the company. So I think that the actual evidence that's brought forward in the analysis is probably fairly sound. The emphasis on what the overall report cites as the most important factors, I think that probably is more is as much a PR exercise and sort of a preview of their legal strategy as it is any sort of investigation. And there are a couple of concrete things that are new in the report. I don't know if you have time, but those, I think, will change the discussion going forward.
And hopefully the company, BP at least, is hoping, hopefully they will change the discussion on whether or not BP is allowed to continue drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. Ian Urbina is a New York Times investigative reporter. Thank you so much, Ian.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.